Dear Kobe, you are the reason I started watching basketball. You taught me perseverance and helped me make the basketball team. You've inspired millions of us around the world to be the best version of ourselves that we can be.
Many, like my friend Arnold Chang, have a story of how we want to remember Kobe Bryant. For 20 seasons, we watched Kobe play for the Lakers. He was an NBA legend and one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Today, I want to remember him to be a man who loved his family. Those who knew Kobe knew he wasn't perfect. Married Vanessa at 22, and in 2003, accused of sexual assault at 24 years old. While the case was settled outside of court, Kobe's reputation and marriage were tarnished. Yet Kobe and Vanessa didn't give up on each other. They continued to work on their marriage for 18 years. By 41 years old, Kobe was thriving with Vanessa and their four precious daughters. How that happened? I'd like to believe it's because Kobe was a man who had faith. He wasn't someone who publicly shared about it, but he did choose to when Stephen A. Smith on the Quite Frankly show asked him what he learned from the 2003 incident, an allegation that could have costed his basketball career.
But what did you learn from that whole experience?
God is great.
Is it that simple?
God is great. Don't get no simpler than that, bro.
Did you know that, but the way you know it now, did you know it before that incident took place?
You can know it all you want, but until you got to pick up that cross that you can't carry, and he picks it up for you and carries you and the cross, then you know.
By the time of his death, Kobe became a loving and dedicated husband and father. That's how I want to remember him. Our prayers go out to the families and friends of Kobe and Gianna Bryant and the seven others on board when the helicopter went down. Would their death change industry standards on helicopter protocol? And would it remind us to live out our lives more faithfully?